CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Ukraine crisis. Pastor Bill Devlin of Widows and Orphans is on a bus headed to the Ukrainian border from Poland. And after that, he's headed into the very large city of Lviv on the westernmost part of Ukraine. Bill, a very good evening to you. You're traveling in the dark in Eastern Europe. You're headed to the Ukrainian border. You have a team with you providing supplies, hospital supplies, medical supplies, and your ambition is to spend the night at a military base. You're very, very, very well aware that was struck by Russian missiles in these last hours. I read the report from Europe. A military base in Ukraine near the Polish border has been hit in a Russian missile attack, killing 9 people, wounding 57 others. The International Center for Peacekeeping and Security, that's what it's called, in Yavoriv, Ukraine, situated 10 miles from Polish border, was targeted by a Russian airstrike within these last hours. Bill, you're headed to that base, and you're going to spend the night there. You're on a bus with very good Wi-Fi. What does it look like around you, Bill? I know it's dark. What is the roadway like? What is the traffic like as you're headed toward Ukraine, not from it? Good evening to you, Bill.
Yes, good evening, John, and thank you for this interview tonight. And the roadway is clear. It's a 3-lane highway. You would call it an expressway. And we're here in eastern Poland getting into western Ukraine, and we'll arrive at the border checkpoint in approximately 15 minutes. So it's dark. It's after 10 o'clock at night, Ukraine time, and it's basically farmland where we are here. And as we go in, we will be spending the night there where you stated. And we're hoping once we get there to provide medical supplies, hospital supplies, and also be involved in helping to train local people in civil defense. And so myself, a combat decorated Vietnam vet, I'm traveling with 3 other former U.S. military people. And so at this point, we're hoping to have an impact when we get there. And there's a couple of the team that will remain here for at least another 4 months. And then myself and the other team members will be here for at least 10 days and then back to the U.S. So we have a passion to help the people of Ukraine. And we've been invited actually by the Ukrainian army to come in and assist. So we have that letter of introduction from them. And that's why we're spending the night there at that military training base that was recently rocketed by Russian missiles. So we go in thinking nothing of ourselves and really want to help the Ukrainian people. And we hope that as we arrive even tonight and during our duration here, that we will be a significant source of hope, of support and encouragement as they labor through this invasion by Russia. So that's our hope, John.
You flew into Warsaw. I've also spoken with people who've been in Bucharest train station, Warsaw Airport. I've flown out of Warsaw Airport. What is it like, Bill? Are there refugees arriving from Ukraine? Are they flying out? Are people coming in as you did?
Well, yesterday, and we had to spend a day in Warsaw just to get some reconnaissance. And then we left 7 hours ago from Warsaw. But we actually, the airport was empty yesterday afternoon, and we didn't see any refugees there. However, at the central bus station in Warsaw, the sights we saw, John, would break your heart. Just thousands of people there in the Warsaw central bus station wandering around, and someone had set up a relief tent, a plastic tent, and there were probably over 100 boxes of used donated clothing, and there were hundreds of Ukrainians going through these boxes, predominantly women and children, and there were Polish people bringing in their donations. And it just broke your heart that here were people just weeks ago living comfortably in Ukraine with their families, with their small children. And now these mothers and fathers and children have been displaced by the invasion from Russia. And it broke our hearts when we pulled up to the bus station, got out of the car we were in, and we had to wait there 2 hours, but just hundreds of people going through this donated used clothing. And then the person that was helping us get on the bus said, yeah, the Warsaw Central bus station at night is full because it's the same weather here as in, say, New York City. So it gets cold at night, the temperature drops. And this person, this Polish person, was telling us that the bus station there in central Warsaw is just packed with women, children, and families.
Were there any signs of Polish personnel? For example, in Bucharest, there are many volunteers with reflective vests meeting the trains as they come in and directing them to the Romanian Red Cross. Or I'm reading that the mayor of Bucharest has set up a very large interior facility, like an amphitheater for beds. Is that going on in Warsaw, to your knowledge?
No, the central bus station was completely packed with people coming in and going out. And evidently the place empties out at night, and these poor people, these displaced Ukrainians, are sleeping on the floor.
I see.
But there appeared to be many people in reflective vests assisting and helping. And we're being followed by ABC News, and they took some incredible video of that. And we bumped into some people from BBC and also some of these helpers there from the Polish government.
Right,
I think the Polish Red Cross.
Let's get on the bus. You've been on for hours.
Yeah.
How is the traffic going towards Ukraine? Do you see a lot of cars, SUVs, buses coming the other way?
Not at this hour of the night, because we're getting close to the curfew here. So we're again about 10 minutes from the Ukrainian-Poland border. And so there's really virtually no traffic right now as I look out the window of the bus. And so nothing leaving Ukraine. And we're the only bus on the road right now, John.
The Ukrainian defense minister, Oleksiy Reznikov, says that foreign military instructors work at the base that was struck by the missiles. Your invitation, is it from the Ukrainian military, and do they offer to escort you or provide you with way to get closer to Kyiv? Are you on your own, Bill?
Yeah, we have been invited by the Ukrainian military, and at this point, no promise of an escort to Kyiv. We have some other connections that both NGOs and some other colleagues that are there in Kyiv that we've been working together, at least by phone, ever since the invasion. So we'll pull it all together, and we hope to get to Kyiv by the end of this coming week. And then we'll continue our work there with humanitarian medical supplies and also providing some civil defense training for civilians that need to know how to best defend their cities.
And Bill,
and towns and villages. Yeah.
To your knowledge, is there a way into Kyiv? Have you been given? You don't have to tell me what it is. I just wondered, are there stories that you can still get inside?
Yes. Yeah. Right now, based upon the intelligence we've received, coming in from the north, the east, and the west is completely blocked by Russian invasion forces. But there is an opening through the southern end of Kyiv. And that's who knows what's going to happen over the next couple of days. But that's the entry point that we will use, will be the southern part.
All right.
And hats off to the people, the Ukrainian military and the Ukrainian civil defense forces, that are doing everything they can to prevent the further invasion.
Dr. Pastor William Devlin, volunteer CEO of Redeem Widows and Orphans. He's on his way to Lviv. And then the ambition is Kyiv. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.